Chattanooga is known for outdoor activity and will soon join several states as part of a trail system running along the eastern side of the country. I spoke with Outdoor Chattanooga to find out more about Chattanooga's portion of this long-distance trail. The Great Eastern Trail brings together several existing trails and new paths to create a hiking trail from New York to Florida. Currently, the trail takes hikers through New York, Pennsylvania, Maryland, Virginia, West Virginia, Kentucky, Tennessee, Georgia, and Alabama. Future plans will connect the Great Eastern Trail to existing trails in Florida. Ruth Thompson with Outdoor Chattanooga is very enthusiastic about Chattanooga's portion of the Great Eastern Trail.
It is a long-distance through trail, which is going to run from western New York and eventually connect to the Cross Florida Trail. And it will rival the Appalachian Trail and be longer than the AT for through hikers. And the big news for us here in Chattanooga is that it is going to go straight through the middle of town.
Well, the Appalachian Trail is kind of rooted in history. It was actually a migratory path for a lot of people. Is this trail a modern equivalent to that?
In some ways, yes. It's encompassing already some trails that have already been in existence for quite a long time, up through the western part of the Appalachian chain and the Cumberland Mountains. But it's also going to encompass, connect some newer trails, like the North Country Trail, which runs across the Great Lakes region and goes to western New York. The Great Eastern Trail will actually connect to the Appalachian Trail in West Virginia. And on the southern end, it's going to use a lot of the Cumberland Trail, which we are very familiar with, which is going to run north to south along the Cumberland Mountain chain, with Chattanooga being the southern terminus. So this is going to connect to the Cumberland Trail, and then further south of us, it'll connect the Georgia-Pinhoti Trail, which has been around for a very long time. It's one of the oldest trails in the United States. So we have a lot of trail history on this one as well.
So are we looking eventually to a trail system that will completely allow you to go all the way around the country?
Yeah. Isn't that cool? Be able to walk out your door in Chattanooga. Let's see. I think I'm going to hike to Florida today, or maybe I'll hike to Maine. I'll just have to hang a right in West Virginia and get on the AT. And, the interesting thing is that the AT is at capacity. In terms or beyond capacity, in terms of the numbers of people that it can accommodate. There are so many people using the Appalachian Trail, not just for a long-distance through hike, but also for a week-long hike or a three-day overnight, because it's so accessible to so many parts of the country. There's so many trailheads. And the Great Eastern Trail might even be more than that. And bringing it through Chattanooga creates an immense opportunity for us as a local community to connect an urban culture to a wilderness culture by foot. How amazing is that? I just keep thinking, wow, over at Outdoor Chattanooga, I can slap on a backpack, hop on the Great Eastern Trail, and walk all the way to New York if I want to.
The planned route through Chattanooga will originate in Saudi Daisy and include portions of the Tennessee Riverwalk. A 26-mile section of the trail crosses Lookout Mountain, leading to the Georgia state line. Portions of the Great Eastern Trail are developed and maintained by local hiking clubs and organizations. Participants in this region include the Cumberland Trail Conference, City of Chattanooga Parks and Recreation, Hamilton County, the National Park Service, Lookout Mountain Hiking Club, Tennessee Trails Association, Lula Lake Land Trust, and Cloudland Canyon State Park. Follow the links from the Around and About blog at WUTC.org to learn more about the Great Eastern Trail and how it will travel through the scenic city. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.